Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Justin Croxton is here. Justin is a new friend. He's the founder of Q Commerce, which helps businesses just like yours increase their online rankings as well as revenues. We like that idea, don't we? And I've asked Justin to join us and sort of set the table for where things are right now. What's the SEO, the online optimization landscape look like? Justin Croxton, welcome to the show.
Jim, how's it going? Thanks for having me on the show today. We really do appreciate that.
Good to have you here. Thank you for your time. As you can imagine, Justin, I started doing my show in 97. And sure. There probably wasn't, I don't remember too many people using the term SEO back in those days. And I think Google, that was probably maybe like the month Google was founded or something like that.
Right, close to it.
But over the last 19 plus years, I've seen SEO and online marketing and you know, all the different optimizations, the social media, all the evolution of websites and browsers and all that kind of stuff. I've seen all that come and go, and well, all of it come, and some of it is gone. But the landscape for this has changed. It's evolved over the years, and we've got new tools, we've got new expectations from customers. And what I'd like you to do is sort of tell us if you were starting out with a company right now, you had a brand new client. What would you, where would you start? What would you tell them? Okay, day one, this is what we needed to look at. What do you think?
That's a very good question, Jim. One of the things that I tell folks, and sometimes this can be the detriment of our own SEO agency because it kind of slows down the process for us to work with the client if we're not doing anything in the realm of their website, meaning getting their website built.
Right.
But if you look at what are the things that really matters the most to search engine optimization, I believe making a really strong investment in your website matters more than anything. And that sounds generic, right? Most people will say, oh, you know, of course I got to have a decent website. But you and I both know, Jim, that there are tons of business owners with crappy websites.
Or incredibly still people who don't have one.
Right. Or people who don't have a website. I mean, let alone, you know, you can't even rank in Google without a site. Let alone having a bad website. And the reason why search engine optimization is so integral to having a great website, because if that person lands on your website and they're unable to have a decent experience relative to your quote-unquote online storefront or your brand, and specifically relative to your competition, then they're just going to continue going down the SERPs. They're going to continue going through.
But don't we have two customers first, though? Isn't our first customer the spider, the Google, the Amazon spider? Aren't they first? Aren't they the 800-pound spiders?
You know what? Yes, they are. They are your customer, but I try not to look at Google, the spider, quote-unquote, as the first customer.
Right.
I try to look at your actual customer as your first customer.
I agree with that, and I like that idea. But I'll tell you what, let's stop for just 1 second and give us a quick definition of search engine optimization, SEO. What is it?
Got it. So search engine optimization is the process of optimizing your website and ultimately doing those things that are necessary so that you can rank higher in Google. So that's why, I mean, that's, you know, of course, we're talking about Google right now. There's also the other side of Amazon as well, which is a whole other animal. But when it comes to just Google alone, it's everything that we're doing to help you rank higher for those keywords that are contextually relevant to your business and your brand. So if you are a presentation software company, if you're like, let's say, your Prezi or if you're PowerPoint, it would behoove you to ensure that your website is relevant to those keywords centered mm-hmm. around the word presentation software, things of that nature. Now, of course, there are a slew of things baked into Google's algorithm that can cause you to rank higher on their platform, and we can talk about some of those.
Right.
Or at least I'll try to, you know,
but this,
specifically
what he's talking about, folks, is there are things, there are optimization steps, and there are blocks that you can put when you build a website. Things that turn the when Google has these things they call spiders, I guess we used to call them, that go out all the time, a zillion of them a second go out, and they go all across the internet, and they're looking for things to catalog, to index. They're looking for information to index, and they go where they think they're welcome, and they stop and turn around when they bump into things that make them, you know, want to stop and turn around. Right? And so what you're saying when you're talking about the website needs to make sure that there are no closed doors to those bots, those spiders.
Yep.
And that when they get there, if they want to speak to you in Spanish, if they want to speak to you in Martian or Klingon, you make sure your website talks Klingon.
That's right? Exactly right, Jim. That's exactly right.
But that's hard because Google is the 800-pound gorilla, folks. That we, in terms of optimization, Justin, we march to their tune, don't we?
We do. We do. And so when we're looking at the first customer being your actual true customer that's going to buy from you versus Google, who is sort of your second customer, you know, Google doesn't fall far behind your actual customer.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I place your actual customer first is because if you build a good centric website around your customer and you have great engagement metrics, that's going to behoove you and will make a big difference in your rankings over time.
Right.
Meaning you're going to have people that visit your website that stay on there longer. There's going to be people that are going to call you from your number. There's people that are going to share your website or share the content on your website with folks. All of those things make a difference in the eyes of Google, because now what we're seeing today is it's not just about the keywords, or it's not just about what we call in our industry links pointing to your website. It's really about the engagement on your site. It's about how mm-hmm. much time people are spending on your site, which mm-hmm. Google is now really starting to factor into their algorithm and your rankings overall. So that's why having a good website really matters today.
I need your website, Justin. What is your website?
Oh, my website is QUE-commerce.com. Again, that's QUE-commerce.
All right, so check it out. Justin Cruxton and I will be right back after these messages. By the way, it's Cruxton, Justin Cruxton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.